Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 15th day of February, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 41 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and just chilly and cold and more seasonal weather, I suppose, and no snow. We didn't get no snow, so knock on wood to that, and we'll hopefully it'll get back to like it was a week ago, early spring, which I can handle quite easily. All righty. Well, we had the school shooting there in Florida. And, of course, we're going to hit some articles on that and, you know, go over some of the aspects of that false flag, of this operation to, produce gun confiscation. And we're going to do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Like I said, we're going to open up with the shooting there in Florida, the supposed shooting, all the telltale signs of the false flag. This is a big operation, and I mean, you got Scott Israel. This is Israeli community, actually, where this occurred. The sheriff, his name is Scott Israel, and he's a Jew, probably a dual citizen Jew. They intend to get results out of this puppy. Make no mistake about it. The first thing that popped in my mind when I started talking about this was I've been, watching all the the propaganda that goes along with this operation. And I love it when I see these communists come up and start talking about guns. They don't have a goddamn clue about anything about guns. They just know with their little scripts what they've been taught in their Marxist indoctrination. And, we got to get rid of those goddamn guns. This one woman, she was on MSNBC, I can't recall her name, but she was talking about the fact that AR-15, oh my God, that dreaded AR, murdering AR-15. I've heard them saying things like, all these other guns are made for hunting, this one's made for killing. I mean, goddamn, you talk about asinine remarks. But this lady topped that, because she said that, you know, the kid was like 19 years old, the one that the Patsy or whoever this guy is. I mean, I'm not saying anybody got killed, I'm not saying people might have got, I don't know, and neither do you, and we never will, because this is a goddamn operation, period. This is for gun confiscation. They're getting desperate. People are flocking away from the Trump train, the ones that they had captured in that mirage of bullshit are pulling away from it. And they're losing whatever little bit of control they might have gained through that con known as the 2016 election. At any rate, this woman, she says that, you know, he had this AR-15 where he could just spray bullets, and he could buy that at 19 years old. But he would have had to been 21 years old. She said, do you know, at 19, he couldn't buy a Glock pistol? You know, the Glock pistol, she said, that shoots one round at a time, boom, boom. Could only kill a few people. He got this AR-15 that sprays bullets. I mean, she doesn't know the difference between a semi-automatic, single shot, or a fully automatic. No goddamn clue. None of these communists do. They just have their agenda, and they're, man, you're seeing it pushed. You're seeing it pushed from every angle, and it started being pushed right as, I kept watching and flicking all through all the channels to see who would be the first one to bring it up. And MSNBC, of course, being the king of communism. They were the first, but guess who was second? It was actually Fox Business News, where I heard the next mention of, something's got to be done this time, goddammit. We've run false flag after false flag, and these politicians just keep sitting on their ass and letting these people have their second article rights, and it's got to stop. But you know what? I'm all for it. I'm all for it, man. You goddamn communists, you need to get to writing that legislation. And then you need to get your shit together and get ready to come in enforcement, man. That Chris Cuomo, one of my favorites on CNN, you know, and he's that mean look on his face. You going to come get my gun, Chrissy? Are you? Because I don't see it, buddy. They have to make their moves. I mean, this thing is getting stale. They're getting ready to go into the Middle East again. And I mean, you know, with the agenda there to go through Syria into Lebanon and then through Jordan and right up through Iran to take the Middle East for our Jewish masters over there. And as all this is coming together, the push against Israel in this country, I mean, the people, most of the people, and I believe in that 75% understand exactly who these Jew bastards are and what their agenda is and what they've already done to us and what they intend to do to us in the future. And speaking of Jew bastards, well, one of the first people to really talk up about this was old Steve Mnuchin, you know, CEO of Goldman Sachs, a son of a bitch that should be rotten in prison now, shouldn't have nothing to say to nobody except, oh, my God, please, mercy. But Mnuchin urges Congress to look at gun issues after Florida shooting. You know, he's just the Treasury Secretary, but goddamn, that is ironic in itself, turning the Treasury over to the son of a bitch that was the head CEO of Goldman Sachs during the derivatives fraud, international fraud, $21 trillion missing. Now, let's hand the keys to the safe over to that fellow. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Thursday said the recent school shooting in Florida was a tragedy and called on Congress to look into gun issues. Personally, I think the gun violence, it's tragedy, what we've seen yesterday, and I urge Congress to look at these issues, he said during a House Ways and Means Committee hearing about President Trump's budget request. Representative John Lewis, Democrat, Georgia, pressed Mnuchin about the administration's plans regarding gun violence. I have vast responsibilities at as Treasury Secretary, but this is out of my lane of responsibility, Mnuchin said. Lewis said that the government, quote, must do better to address gun violence. We have to save our children, our citizens, because they love us. Now, they love us, people. This is the proof of it right here. I'm giving you proof that they love us. We have to save our children, our citizens, our teachers, the congressman said. You want to save your own ass is what you want to do, you and Steve Mnuchin, because when these guns are unleashed, these liberty teeth are bared and taken into action. It's coming at you, and you goddamn well know it. That's why you had to run this big operation down there in Jewville, And, yeah, man, all the bright people just seemed to be right there on the scene, man, popped up out of nowhere. All of the, you know, the ATF agents, the same ones of Sandy Hook, all this shit, just, I mean, scripted people. Mnuchin told Lewis, I appreciate the severity and the tragedy, and I will speak to the president and the other cabinet members. 17 people on Wednesday were killed in a school shooting at a South Florida high school. Authorities later identified the suspect shooter as 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz. Yeah, man, I'm telling you. I don't know. I mean, I've heard so many conflicting reports and so many. I mean, it's just like Vegas again. You know, so people, there was 10 shots. I mean, that's what you always hear, the first thing that right out the, yeah, I heard 10 shots, that 10 shot thing. You know, I'm wondering, and Laura and I were talking about this earlier because of the, we put up a, I was monitoring the news, of course, yesterday, and when the one little piece hit there with retard Shepard Smith, I hit the record button because it just, I mean, I'm sitting there going, you son of a bitch. I mean, this is so plain. This we got this little kid from the middle school. Now, the little kid from the middle school, he comes up and talks, I heard gunshots, 10 gunshots. And then I was in the goddamn gym for 2 hours of what might have you, and then before the mom showed up and everything, but it just didn't jive. Because Shepard, old Shepard, you know, he, dumb as he is, he realized that this ain't good. Better try to cover here. Because the deal is that the middle school is like a half a mile away from the high school where the shooting occurred inside. Now, do you think that you could, half a mile away inside of a brick building, you could hear a gunshots for inside another brick building half a mile away? Because I don't. And I'm wondering, and what we were talking about is, you know, when they, because they had run this very scenario, a shooter scenario at the schools. They had a drill that morning. And check this out, man. I've been watching all these little interviews with these twits. And one of them says that, I think it was a guy. The parents are police. So he said that he was caught outside his classroom and locked outside his classroom when the alarm went off. And they asked him, well, did you hear gunshots? And he goes, yeah, but I thought it was the police. They told us the police were going to be shooting blanks. Okay. Now, they're trying to say that they'd already run that scenario that morning, which it was just, this is, I guess, early afternoon when this occurred. But then here's this person talking about the early afternoon and didn't really get excited about the gunshots because they had been told that there were going to be blanks being fired, that there was going to be the sound of gunfire. This, like I said, this has got all the hashtags of Sandy Hook written all over it, and they've mentioned Sandy Hook, they've mentioned Columbine, and man, this time, people, this time, you know what, communists, this time, I think you got to do it. I mean, this year was, I mean, this is the best that you're going to do, okay? And it was a sorry-ass operation, I got to tell you, just observing it as a third party. It's sorry. You did a sorry-ass job, but I know this is the best you're going to do. And you got your goddamn, you got your Jew boy up there up front. You got the sheriff Jew boy up there up front. And he's talking about, he's right away, these local officials start talking on a national stage, don't you know? This happened in a municipality within a county. So you got the sheriff comes up right away. He's talking like he's a congressman. You know, we got to get a hold of these people. We got to have some meaningful things happen from this. And then you get the whole barrage of them. These paid actors that come up on the screen. There was one, caught him too, you know, playing with the remote. But, he comes up and he's talking about, you know, this has to stop. We got the right to have our children go to school and not worry about our children. Well, you know what? You sons of bitches, you've had your way with everything. You've disarmed everybody. You disarmed everybody in that school. You just ran. You tell us that you are the authority and you got this shit in control. Now, theoretically, you just got through running a drill on this very action. And they even had an armed guard in that goddamn building, people. Now, they just got through running. They're throwing out there, we got our plan together. I guess your plan sucked. If we go along with what the narrative here is, there were 17 people killed.
Hey, Henry.
Sorry ass plan. Go ahead.
You know, I got a theory. You know, these assholes talk about all these goddamn drills and plans and all this other bullshit, and they talk about it long enough, and the kids are, and there's got to be at least one kid that's going to say, okay, I'm going to go get my gun and I'm going to play along. I mean, you know, these assholes use psyops a lot. You know, it just might work. I mean, they talk about it long enough. One kid's going to come in, and just start shooting a goddamn place up because they've been talking about it for so goddamn long. You know, you never know what's really going on here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, yeah, and like I said in the beginning, Mark, we will never know. This kid here, you know, he was, check this out, you know, he's supposedly on the psychotropic drugs, and he's going through mental counseling. Evidently, he's raised so much hell at the school that they kicked him out of school, and supposedly, you know, he just went and got his AR-15 and came back and just started shooting people. But, you know, this one thing that you look at this kid, you know, his dad had died years ago. He was adopted. And his dad died years ago, and his mom died in November of the flu. Now you got this kid, nobody. He's staying with the parents of a friend, and he's going to this goddamn place where they're putting the dope in his mouth that's going straight to his head, and they're was this an MK Ultra kind of deal? I don't know. I'm not going to say it is. I don't know that kid killed anybody, though they've already got him convicted in the news. I heard his lawyer come up and start apologizing for all the killing he did. And when I heard the judge, when he was arraigned, saying that he had the presumption of guilt, so he couldn't have no bail. And I mean, if you look at it, there's just so many things about it, Mark. The one person I'm listening on one channel, because I'm flicking around, you know, picking up what I can from these, seeing who's doing what, and they're all together on this, by the way. And I hear this, these two people are talking, and they're saying that, you know, how did they find him? Was it like the kids ID'd him? Some kids said, well, it was him what was doing the shooting. And apparently nobody actually that was close to him that saw who shot or anything. No, they said they got it off their surveillance and that he might have got away had he wore a mask. But then again, you flip over to the other channel, and they're talking about the fact that he came in with a gas mask on, and he was throwing smoke bombs. Some said that he set off the alarm with his hand, and some said that the smoke bombs, you know, he threw the smoke bomb. Whatever, you know, the whole thing is, it's like Sandy Hook. They keep working every eventuality, you know. And that, like I said, this, you don't hear where I live, man. I've told this story one time or two. I was sitting over at a local clinic. It was years and years ago. And I'm just, you know, it was a real quiet place. It was like at least trailers put together. There was a nurse practitioner that had a little practice over here. And it was a good place to go to, you know, take care of your minor health issues. And so I'm sitting there in the waiting room. And this little kid, man, he's probably about, I'd say he's 10 or 12. And probably about 10 or 11. But he's sitting next to his mom, and he's messing around with her shit, man. He's got her wallet, and he goes, oh, mom, here's your CIA ID. Do you know how many people in your communities, even little communities like where I'm at, are part of the CIA? And you get a community like this with this Jew boy in the lead, man, this four-star Jew. Did you see the military insignia on his shoulders? And, oh, man, he's been picked for this part, people. Let's face it. And this is an operation. And if you got, you know, in a community that size, they say 31,000 in this small town. I guess that's the definition of a small town these days. But 31,000 people. Now, if you got just a handful of these CIA assets together, and I mean, I don't know that anybody, people could have got killed, but who's to say who killed them? You know, they're not talking about this kid. He apparently walked right out of the goddamn school with the other kids, and that's how he got away for a little while. But then what did he do with the gas mask and the gun? I mean, there was nobody watching this. It's like nobody actually seen any of this shit happen. I was listening to the kids yesterday, and they said, well, I came out of the classroom, and it was like a movie. I didn't think it was real, they kept saying. And then they keep talking about this drill that had supposedly already happened. But did it? If this woman, I mean, this other girl, she right when this all was occurring, when the lockdown happened, she said that she wasn't concerned about the gunshots because they told her the police would be firing blanks and such, and not to get excited about it. Go ahead.
Well, they're trying to bring in the white supremacist thing now. There's another article that just came out saying that he was a member of that group and blah, 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 the same bullshit that we hear every time.
Oh, they're gonna come at it from every angle. What I see them working at, what their target here I see is, yeah, they want to be able to, if they want to be able to go through the goddamn Facebook, and if you see something on Facebook that, I mean, you don't have to be a direct threat. You know, this is why they had to throw up that, you know, somebody in Mississippi had seen something he wrote on Facebook and called the FBI, and the FBI came to him, but the FBI couldn't do nothing because it wasn't a specific threat. What they're trying to do is to get control of what's going on out here in internet land about the government. Because people are out here saying, you know, we're going to have to hang these son of a bitches. We're going to have to shoot it out with these son of a bitches because they've occupied our country and they've removed our Bill of Rights and we're living under tyranny. And they want to be, see, that the FBI agent, he comes up and he goes, and the guy said, I want to, Facebook's quote was, I want to become a, I think it was a serial, no, a school shooter. I want to become a professional school shooter. This was the comment. And the FBI is sitting there, well, there's nothing we could do because there's not a specific threat. You see what I'm saying? They got to come after the language now. Man, they would love to come and get every goddamn one of us. But what they want it to be is that the local cop can, you know, they get a call for this, said, well, you know, we've seen this on this site, this person here saying that we ought to go out and shoot all these sons of bitches. See, that's not a specific threat. If you said, I'm going to kill whoever on this and that date, is, you know, that's a specific threat. And that's the measure or the standard, I guess, by what they can come and bother somebody about what they say in this country where our first article is protected. Not. But this is what they're wanting to do.
Apples and oranges. Mark Zuckerberg, you know, someone's going to have to drag his ass in and start asking some real hard questions. Facebook is just as culpable as it. You know, fuck Zuckerberg. You know, they're protecting his ass big time, Henry.
Well, it's not so much, John. Mark, goddammit, we can't even say that that kid put those Facebook things on there. I mean, they got this kid. He's going to obviously in government world. He's you know, his parents are gone. I guarantee you, you know, it was some kind of like he was left. They had to left him some money or stuff to take care of himself. He went and bought him some guns, but he's under this psychiatric care. Okay, that puts these goddamn these commies. We know what they're up to and what their game is. And if they're going to run an operation, man, they're going to go around and this psychiatrist. We haven't seen who that is. Is that one of these Jews that are there? Is this one of the CIA assets? We need a shooter. Now, who's to goddamn say that this kid didn't come over there? I guess he'd had a girlfriend there, and he'd gotten in a fight with somebody that was fooling around with his girlfriend. That's why he got kicked out of school. And so he shows up there, and apparently, you know, it was a kind of deal where he couldn't come in the building, but he could be on the grounds. Now, if this guy came over there, so if you were going to run a false flag, even if you were intended killing people, you wait till this guy walks in, everything's on cameras. You can see every move that anybody makes in the goddamn place. So this guy comes in, the Mossad team, bop, 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 just lights the goddamn place up. There's no witnesses. Nobody can say they seen this guy pull the trigger. We have to go by the camera thing with somebody who's supposedly has got a gas mask on, but didn't have a gas mask. I don't know. You know what I'm saying here? But the bottom line here is, I mean, so this guy comes in and he was limping. They never did say what was wrong with his leg. Did you notice that? They never said what was wrong with that kid's leg. Did he catch a bullet? Did he get caught in the, I mean, I always wondered this about, you know, all these school shootings. They own the psychiatric mother. Sons of bitches are the lowest form of life to ever crawl across this planet. I mean, they are the ones that a couple of years ago tried to call pedophilia a lifestyle choice. Okay, these are the scum of the earth. So if they're running an operation, though, where they're going to plan to shoot a few, who are we going to blame it on? Well, let's go look through our, who's getting psychiatric care? Here's this kid. He got no mom, no dad. I mean, nobody who's going to really give a shit about him. And he's been going to the shrink. He's taking his Prozac. He's a little off his rocker, a little. And, you know, he's got kicked out of, he said, you know, hey, this is the perfect way to run this. So this guy, he's showing up every day. I bet you a dollar he's showing up every frickin' day. He's got his girl there. You know how it is when you're young and you get that girl you really like. You've already kicked one guy's ass over and you're just there like a dog, you know, dogs in heat. You're there every day. And I got to believe this guy was showing up there every day. And so this guy, he shows up like he does every day, man. They got it all set up. Bam, 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 bam. They just kill a room full of people. Okay. Just right here. We're going to dust it because nobody's seen who did it. And then here's this guy here. He turns around. He's heading out because one girl said she actually talked to him outside. I don't know whether I believe her either. I don't believe none of it. But at any rate, so this guy, he gets out of there, and or maybe he catches a bullet because he's right in the vicinity because they wanted him on the cameras. And so he catches a bullet maybe in the leg. I don't know. I don't know what happened to his leg. They never said. Isn't that a curiosity? You know, they took him to the hospital, and he was released from the hospital. But no, that's the way this whole thing will be, I promise you. It'll be vague. It'll be like so absolute in tiny little areas and everything else just freaking vague. And you'll never hear this kid speak.
So many people, well, I don't know, Henry, if I were to say that I'm going to shoot Trump tomorrow, I'd be in jail like in 20 minutes. This guy says it on Facebook happens.
Yeah, you know, but see what you just said, Mark?
The FBI is dropping the ball.
Did you see what you just said? If you make a specific threat against a specific person, you've met the criteria. This guy made no specific threat against anybody. He said that he wanted to become a career school shooter. That's not a specific threat against...
Well, I mean, what a school shooter, well, that means a lot of kids are going to die.
It's not even a specific school. It's nothing specific about it. Yeah, you know, you could be making a joke, Mark. I think I'm going to grow up and be, I don't know, a mass... I'm going to grow up and become a cannibal and eat people. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but why wouldn't... I mean, if someone's dropping the goddamn ball, in my opinion, Henry. I mean, the FBI, what the hell is their job anyway?
What the hell are they there for? What would you expect
Someone's
the FBI?
Someone's got to monitor this shit.
Do you really want that, Mark? Honestly? Because you know what? You say a lot of stuff that could get you very monitored, my friend.
Why couldn't they just send a guy over to the fucking house and just check the guy out?
They did.
I mean, you know, I mean, this is all bullshit. There's so much bullshit here,
Mark,
Henry. I mean,
Mark, they did. The locals went over there. The first place to you know continue with your contention, you would have to say that you actually believe this guy did this. Do you?
Well, no. Well, I mean, I understand.
See, this is somebody, what they want. You know, this is what I'm getting at, brother. This is what I'm getting at, brother. This is what they want. They want us to say, why don't they? Ain't they looking up everybody's ass who says something on Facebook that could be dangerous? Because this is what they want us to say. Well, you don't do that because you can't do that. This is powers they're wanting to seize. They're wanting to get themselves some more authority. They want to give themselves authority so that if they see something on this Facebook that they want, you know, that see, they're going to use this like this a tragedy really happened and this could have been stopped if only. But once they get that authority, it's like we talk about them going into the inner city and getting an apartment full of little children in their own feces and making them a bunch of power to watch out for the kiddies. And then they come out into the burbs and they start taking people's kids for not vaccinating them. They just want power. Mark, the first contention would be they'd have to care for us. Do you believe they give a shit whether we live or die?
Well, 10 people died last night from shootings in Chicago. That was never fucking mentioned.
There you go.
It's Illinois and Florida. These two goddamn states are nothing but problems.
It's like everything else. You follow the money. In a thing like this, you follow who wants what power. What kind of power are they trying to establish? They want rid of that AR-15. They would like to have that assault weapons ban. I heard it mentioned that they want to take what they're calling assault weapons, semi-automatic rifles, pistols, whatever, and they want to put them in the same category as machine guns, where you got to get a special license, you know, to own the son of a bitch and pay a $250 fee every couple of years to own a machine gun. They want to put them as like a machine gun. What they're wanting is to give us less armament because they're coming after us, brother. If they can't take them straight up, they'll start dwindling. They'll cut at them any way they can. That being said, we're at the bottom of the hour. Everybody stay right where you're at. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. We'll be right back.
Virgin Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, the Virgin Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
That it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I heard history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse to protect against whatever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of jump on my gun. I've heard history ran long. There's one thing that he knew sure. Don't piss off grizzly bear that's sleeping.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time. That was, I ain't gonna try and say it. Don't come for my gun or anything else. You know what? Our broadcast went down. I mean, what do you know? And you know what? Even during the break, we couldn't even reload that son of a bitch so it could go down again. We're gonna have to find out why we can't load our goddamn broadcast. I wonder why. Because we might be telling the truth. I mean, showing that what this bullshit for what it is, what's bullshit up on top of bullshit and letting them know we're not falling for it. You know what? Like I said, you know, get your goddamn legislation written. However, whatever you're going to try, get to it, man. It's getting boring waiting on you. You look like a bunch of goddamn cowards. And, well, we know you are. I mean, these communists, you know, if it's hurting little children or old people or something, boy, they step up, man. They're vicious. But when it comes up to facing Henry, people down in war, they're not. Go ahead, Mark.
Does your Facebook, does your show go out on Facebook?
No. I'd never be.
Is it possible for that to happen? I mean,
no.
Somebody on Facebook?
No, no.
I just wondered.
I ain't going to be on Facebook. I mean, this is where the algorithms are coming right into the programs I freaking own, okay? These son of a bitches, I mean, it's completely, this is what the lengths they have to go to because, you know, we're sitting here talking sense. Now, Mark, you know, you got a good heart, brother. And that's why, you know, things like you said, God damn it, it would be a bad thing. If 17 people got killed, 17 kids got shot, like they say, if all this was true, it would be a terrible thing. And you might be wondering. But the thing is, to even comment on this, to say this should have happened or that should have happened it's playing into it. It's playing into something
brother. No, I understand, but let me just say that, I don't want to make this a big deal because, you know, I'm not going to argue with you. You're usually pretty much spot on. I'm just trying to put out some ideas. It's just that you get rid of goddamn Mark Zuckerberg and that goddamn Facebook, and I bet you not 85% of this bullshit wouldn't happen. I'm sorry. Social media has gone amok. These kids have nothing else better to do than all this shit on social media. Before any of this social media, this shit never happened. I'm sorry. That's my opinion.
So you think that this was caused by social media?
It gets out there. Like, you know, all these kids read about this shit. It goes viral all over the place, and they want to be a part of it. I mean, these kids, they want to be a goddamn school shooter, and they read about it and learn about it on these goddamn social media sites, Henry. I'm sorry, but...
So you think that you think that might?
I think Mark Zuckerberg is culpable.
So you think that might have been behind this killing?
Well, it might have been behind the thought and wanting to do it and all that other bullshit. I just think that it gets the word out there a million different ways, and it's just more ammunition for a kid to want to do it.
So in making that statement, you're saying that you absolutely believe that somebody got killed, that this happened?
No, I don't think that if anybody was killed, that Facebook might. I just don't like Facebook.
Do you see what?
Like
do you see? Do you see what you're doing? I mean, don't blame you. I hate the son of a bitch too. But do you see what you're doing, bro? I mean, you're taking an assumption.
Yeah, I know. I'm just putting the word out. I mean, I just think social media sites are culpable. They feed this shit.
They
Amazon,
feed the narrative.
I mean,
they feed
we've got 5,000 malls that have closed. No more malls.
They feed the narrative, Mark.
Social media is killing everything.
They feed the narrative. But what my point here is, we can't even talk about this because we don't know what happened. We never will know what happened. We cannot know the cause if we don't even really know what happened is the point that I'm trying to make here. This here, what the bottom line is, step back away from it. I really don't give a shit. What I see here is a move by the communists to come after the guns. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's what they really need to do. It's enough of this bullshit. I'm tired of living like this. We need to get this over with. It's going to be a war. There's no other way to get rid of these son of a bitches. So, you know, I think they need to go forward with it. You know, the social media,
yeah,
there's
right.
a lot
of... It's going to happen any day now, Henry. It's getting so goddamn close now. I mean, now they're showing pictures of the bodies laying on the ground with blood everywhere. I didn't think they were there, but I just saw some pictures that would fucking blow your mind. You know, I'm talking blood everywhere, man. I don't know if it's fake blood or real blood, but now they're showing the pictures. You
know? You see what you just said there? You don't know if it's fake or it's real. That's the whole point. The thing is, when you step back and look at this thing as a whole, I mean, one thing I can say that I truly believe that this is a goddamn government operation. This is the Mossad and the CIA. This is something they've put together because in the big scheme of things, they're talking to one another and we got to go after the guns. And I mean, we have to go. The reason they hate that AR-15 is because of the goddamn, it's the war gun for this country. And there's a ton of ammunition for it. And the ammunition is cheap. The ammunition is interchangeable. That's what I see when I look at this. I don't really care to go into their narrative that they've laid forward only to show that it contradicts itself you find people coming out talking like it happened at a middle school when it was supposed to happen a half a mile away, and this little kid's there spewing the same shit that they're spewing over at the high school. And you know, the thing on the technology now, there's more than one way to look at that, you know, bro. It could come down to the child and how that child is reared and what kind of home they live in. You know, I don't think the technology is bad. I mean, I take
I agree 100%. If every kid in the nation had Henry Shively for a father, we'd be living in a goddamn utopia right now. I mean, most of these parents are worse than the damn kids.
Yep. Now you're getting to the point. You know, little Emily, she was so small, Mark. I mean, like 3 years old. And she's climbing up there and she's gets on that computer and she goes where she wants to go. Now she's 7 years old and it's unbelievable how she's what the things that, I mean, the advance in her intelligence that has been caused by her just being able to go, and when she wants something, she goes and finds out how to get it. She types with one finger on her left hand, and then you make the devil sign, you know, your pointer finger and your pinky with the other, and that's how she types, and by God, she can type faster and more like that. I mean, it was like she's never taught it, you know, the proper way to lay your fingers on a keyboard, but she don't need it. She's smoking, man. These kids that are coming up that aren't effed up, that aren't, you know, receiving the vaccinations, that are not, you know, getting the mind-altering drugs given to them as little children to fuck their minds up before they ever get a chance to think. Man, I'll tell you what, this generation come up, there's some of the smartest kids I've ever seen. I mean, I cannot believe it. They can do things that my sons are very smart, but I mean, at the age at which they can accomplish things is just blowing me away. Very highly intelligent, talk to you just like an adult. But, you know, they're still children. They're allowed to be children. You know, you still got your pink pajamas or her pink little dress on or you know, Bubby, he'll put on his little suit to go to school to give a speech. You know, it's these pricks that are messing everything up. This could be a utopia. I mean, at this point in the ballgame, had we put all of our effort that has gone towards destruction, towards construction, with the advancement of technology, hell, we'd be living in a utopia worldwide. There'd be no hungry people. Our greatest, we'd be at the point, I think, if, you know, you think about right when we first realized just how precious life was, you know, the Christian theology had people, you know, thinking about, you know, the hell with this life, I'll live a drudge life in this as a serf or whatever, because it's going to be better in heaven kind of thing. And people, you know, when they finally reached the point, they said, you know, God damn it, this life thing's pretty good. You could really enjoy this. You could enjoy this trip in this, this bubble in space where you're, I mean, they can claim there's other life out there, but man, there's a billion universes out there. I mean, and we're the only life we truly can say we are and we know about. And we're sitting here and we're wasting it, man. God, I think about what are the things I'd rather be doing. You know, you could enjoy life. And at this point in the ballgame, had we put all of our effort towards construction instead of destruction, our toil would be contemplation of what we wanted to do next. I'm telling you. It is these people that want to, they don't want to live for themselves. They want to live to to control others. They don't want to just have control of their own life and be able to feel and do the things they want to do. They want to, they get off. The ultimate, after you've made enough money till you can buy a country, there's nothing that excites you anymore. Anything you can think of, material, get me one. I'll write a check. I'll sign. I'll push the button, run my finger over the thing, whatever the hell it takes. And once you reach that point, the only thing that can excite them is owning other people. Being able to enforce their will on other people like a god. They want to be gods on this earth. And when we look at what's going on with this, even this episode we're looking at with this shooting, this has come right from the top, man. You can tell with the way it come down, the way it popped out, and Shepard in the white room and all this horse shit. I mean, as soon as I seen it unfolding, I said, well, this is one. They are making an attempt. They intend to do something this time. But see, that's still the same old thing. They got to sell it. Because the bottom line is they are, all of them together, the communists and the idiots, the goddamn Republicans, the Democrats, they're only 25% of the population. We outnumber them 3-1 in any situation, and they know it. And they have lost control of us, and we are heavily armed. They're in a hell of a predicament, to tell you the truth. That's why they got World War III waiting on the...
They're showing the blood and guts now, brother.
I don't know. Are they? I can see something. You know what, Mark? You can go.
Well, like you just said, they're pushing hard. Now they're showing the blood and the guts. Uh-huh. They weren't doing that before. They intend, like you just said, that this is the one that's probably going to, break the straw that broke the camel's back,
Oh, they're going to make a move on it. Trump, he's going to feel pressured. And, he's already revealed himself as a two-faced liar and that he is the enemy and not our friend, but our foe. And he has, and at this point in the ball game, he's got more to gain by latching on to the hardcore Marxism than trying to pretend like he's skirting it and he believes in nationalism. And so, he's talked to, I've seen on his speech, he's going out to all the governors. They're going to talk about how to make the kitty safe. Again, first thing you'd have to believe is that they gave a shit. And we all know that, and we watch them murder our people daily. We've watched them, with Kelly Thomas, we've seen them do some horrible things, punching women that are 9 months pregnant in the guts, slamming women that are in their final trimester down on the pavement to the point it makes the baby inside of them, the feces from them, shit, they shit inside their mother. They got slammed so fucking hard. And then when they go and throw a program like this up in front of us, it's the hard thing to break. They throw this up in front of you and right away they're playing with your emotions, because if this were true and we were living in this, if this wasn't a false reality, if this was the reality we're living in, it would be a terrible thing. It would invoke it. The whole thing is the think tanks. They're telling them what to do to invoke emotion. And if they show blood and guts, like Mark, like I said, I don't know. There may have been 17 people killed. They may could have, but who killed them? I cannot say that this kid killed them. And if they come up and show me, if they showed me a goddamn video of this kid, a week from now, they show in the video this kid jacking around. I don't know that that's real. You know what they can do with video now? It can't be trusted. Anything. You goddamn right they can. And they've got this new program, I don't know if they perfected or not, where they can just take so many hours of conversation from somebody, and they can sit down and that person will tell you any goddamn thing, and they can even accent it and make it sound like that person's sitting there talking to you. We can't believe any of it. There was a law in place once upon a time that said that the media couldn't intentionally lie to you. They had that law removed. Wonder why they did that. We cannot, it's like this Trump thing. I get into it with people every once in a while. Not here where I live because it's too close to contact. But just getting into it with words. And, they'll say, it's like I was talking about the thing with Don where he said, he didn't lie during that speech. Well, yes, he did. He's a lying son of a bitch. Once somebody has shown you that they would sit and look you right in the goddamn eye and lie, how could you ever believe another word they said? How could you be that fucking naive? It blows me away. I talked about it before, those savage, those ignorant Indians, those dumb Indians that didn't know nothing. They, one step away from a caveman. About the third contract, they figured it out. These son of a bitches write something down on paper. That's what they're fixing to take from you. It's our Bill of Rights. That's what this is all about. This whole big thing here is about the second article to our Bill of Rights. They're wanting to, well, we take it and we look at it, and it's an absolute statement that says they cannot touch it. The ninth article says they can't create any power to touch it. Now, we're standing on that, and this is what they're trying to break. They're trying to, it's like this saying, you know, they talked about they want to be able to, if somebody writes something on Facebook, they want to be able to take them in for 72 hours, just a cop seeing it, you know, I'm just on my authority, no doctors. This isn't a commitment. This is just being able to take and hold you for 72 hours in a mental institution, pump whatever drugs they want into you, do any goddamn thing they want to you. And once that 72 hours in place, well, they can, I mean, once they can say 72 hours, well, you still got the, National Defense Authorization Act, sections 1021 and 1022, where the goddamn military can arrest you and they can hold you indefinitely. This is what they're pushing for. When they do something like this, you look at your Bill of Rights. Where are they attacking it? Because they want that son of a bitch removed. It's the only thing standing in their way of totalitarianism. I mean, they're not obeying it, make no mistake, but they also know that the people are starting to understand that this has nothing to do with that fucking constitution. It has nothing to do with no state constitution. It doesn't have anything to do with liberals, goddamn conservatives, whatever these son of a bitches, all this bullshit they put in front. It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with that goddamn document, that one document, that Bill of Rights. They cannot make us slaves until that son of a bitch is complete, until they establish that that is no longer in effect.
Yeah, I wonder if this high school, before they started school, I wonder if the kids put their hand over their heart and said the Pledge of Allegiance. I can guarantee fucking you that didn't happen. That never happens anymore, Henry. And that's part of the goddamn problem.
Mark, you know what? I did. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, I did. Every day, when I was a little kid, through grade school, you had to get up and stand and put your hand over your heart.
Oh, yeah, in grade school, oh, yeah.
But, Mark.
I thought you meant today.
But, Mark.
I thought you meant today, did I?
but, Mark, back to what I began this with. We were standing, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. But bullshit. I was born under communism. You were born under communism. It's a fucking lie. None of that stuff matters, brother. That's what I'm trying to get across to you here.
Forget about it all, Mark. But when we were kids, it mattered. I mean, it mattered to me. It made me feel good about my goddamn country. I mean,
yeah,
I was too young to really understand.
Brother, I love you, but the feeling was a lie, wasn't it? It was a lie. Everything they told us was a lie.
Yeah, it was a lie. But when I was 8 years old, I mean, it meant something, you know. It meant that I was a part of the, you know, that I loved my country. I mean, you know, that's what it meant then. Now it's a whole different ballgame.
Brother, you should be furious, as I am furious. We were being indoctrinated into a lie. Now, during World War II was fought to preserve international communism. We are the so-called leaders of this country. Before we were ever born, we're standing there putting our hand over our heart and we're pledging allegiance to a bunch of fucking communists. It doesn't mean a thing. That flag doesn't mean a thing. I mean, I wish it did. It's supposed to represent that free flag of peace. It's supposed to represent our Bill of Rights, the people's sovereignty apart from any, as free sovereigns on a par with the crown heads of Europe, but it doesn't. We have to stay with reality. Because when you start talking about other things and you're doing it on a contention that isn't real, that's what they want. They want us to talk about, you know, this thing with the FBI sure fucked up like you were talking about before. Well, not really, because we don't even know none of this happened. And of course, the FBI has over the past few months shown that they are 110% corrupt. Dude, I mean, it was not like we didn't know that all along. But I mean,
you know,
it has been revealed.
I agree 100%, Henry.
Okay.
I guess what I was trying to say was, when we were kids, it was a whole different ballgame. It's just gotten progressively worse over the years to the point to where now it's just a pure communist state. You know,
yep.
Now it's just so glaring.
They infiltrated in 1968. They said was when they dropped the qualification for becoming an American from denouncing your ex-citizenship. This is when the communists were really, I mean, got into the schools. I remember in first grade through sixth grade, it was history, like my older brothers had been taught, like my dad had been taught, like his dad had been taught. When we got to seventh grade, I mean, I see it so clear. Looking back on it, And that's when they started, they got out these social studies books where you started studying the cultures of people around the world instead of the history that brought you to where you were, that gave you the reality that you were living in.
Yep.
Yep, exactly correct, brother. And see, they've played that card right up till today. Like when we start talking about this, I ain't going to talk about this beyond, I don't know, I don't have a goddamn clue what happened in Florida, but I do know that this is a goddamn operation to try to get the universal registration of my guns so that they can come and try to take them from me, because they got to know where all them guns are, because this is a criminal occupation of this country. They want, they're taking everything we got. They know they're doing it as a criminal act, and they know if we call them on it, we're right by our paper. And the main paper that makes us right, that makes this place ours, that they're trying to steal, that they've already stole a whole hell of a lot of and are carting more out as we're speaking here, is that Bill of Rights. That says that everything they have done is illegitimate, and they have to give it all back and hang for what they've done. That's why that document, no matter what they do, they're attacking that Bill of Rights. I don't want to hear about that fucking Constitution. I want to puke every time somebody tries to bring up the Constitution. It ain't got nothing to do with the Constitution. It's that Bill of Rights. That's what makes us own this country. That's what makes them our servants that have turned against us, committed crimes, and transferred properties they couldn't transfer, and they've been enriched by it. The people on the other side, we go to take this back. They can't stop us because we got too many weapons. We go to take this back. Now, the people on the other side is going to want some hair, their hair, too. They're all going to want to hang them. There's no way a handful of people on this planet ended up owning the whole son of a bitch legitimately because they worked for
it,
okay?
Can you imagine Shepard Smith talking about the Bill of Rights every 5 minutes? Oh, my God.
Really?
If that would happen, Henry, we'd change this goddamn United States of America overnight. If they would just start talking about it. They don't even talk about it anymore.
They won't, because it's the very word, the mention of it scares them to death, because it is what's going to destroy them. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio, coming right up behind us here on PBFTT. And I mean, to just keep it in perspective, that is The Word from the Trenches.